Jemele Hill rips Seahawks for allowing white supremacist Jordan Peterson to address team. By Warner Todd Houston on November 29, 2018. Former ESPN host and current Atlantic writer Jemele Hill slammed the Seattle Seahawks for inviting psychology professor and frequent political correctness critic, Jordan Peterson, to talk to the club. Like many leftists, Hill accuses Peterson of being a white supremacist and Hitler apologist, as well as a misogynist, and on Wednesday she hit her Twitter account to slam the team for inviting him to speak. Seahawks can't claim ignorance. He's on record as believing that women have never been oppressed. And white privilege is a lie, Hill tweeted on November 28. He uses fancy academic words to dress up the fact that he's a misogynist white supremacist. Thanks for playing, Seattle Seahawks. Hill was replying to a tweet by Bleacher Report writer Mike Freeman, who tweeted a segment of Peterson's rumination on Nazi Germany published last year by the H3 podcast. "This is the guy Pete Carroll invited to speak to the Seahawks," Freeman tweeted, appending a short segment of Peterson's discussion. The video in question, though, does not in any way prove that Peterson is a Nazi apologist or a supporter of Hitler. In the segment, Peterson explains Hitler's rise to power, describing both Hitler's background and the current mood in Germany at the time. At no point does Peterson says he approves of Nazi ideology. In fact, he directly says on the video that Hitler exploited the dark desires of the mob in his rise to power. Jordan Peterson is a Canadian professor and psychologist who rose to internet fame after refusing to bow to the Canadian government's proclamations that he had to use the preferred pronouns demanded by transgender activists in his college classrooms. Peterson, an expert in his field who has been cited more than 10,000 times, routinely engages in debates with interviewers who try to catch him in fallacies or accuse him of hate speech. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at WarnerThouston.